I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to my last breath.
In the house.
And will it let me say,
everyone.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
That guy knows.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
There we go.
Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
We got the first guy singing along.
Hell yeah.
There we go. It's getting better.
Mandatory right. Creed, baby. Mandatory Creed.
Yeah.
There it is. It's a WIP afternoon show. With
it's
Ike,
a
Mike,
movement.
Yep. They're getting there. We'll get the whole the whole place.
We'll get
the
Eventually we will.
Yeah. All I do now is I get sent Creed memes from our listeners.
I love it.
Yeah.
5:30, Creed, every day. we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Brandon Graham show coming up at 6 here at Chickies and Pete's with myself, BG, and Howard Eskin, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks. And this week's guest is Jordan Mailata.
Mm-hmm.
We have some sound from Jerry Jones lying. And we will talk about what Dak Prescott said about the Cowboys, which is not good, in a moment. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
What? Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sorry, I ain't been calling a lot. They gave me a junk truck, and I had no radio on there for like 3 weeks. Couldn't hear nothing, man.
Come on, Big A. We can't go 3 weeks without Big A.
Hey, man, it was bad, man. I was frustrated. Let me get to Embiid for a minute. Did the Sixers have some kind of security down there or something? I mean, after he talked Friday, didn't you think it might have been some fireworks that Marcus Hayes dumped into the building?
Yeah,
I think
yeah, I think security aside, forgetting about a security, somebody from the team has to get out ahead of that. Now, there was a report somewhere that they had talked about having a separate conversation between the two to hash it out. I just like... Uh-huh. If you know that's going to be there, I don't know what conversations were had, but somebody from PR has to go over to Embiid and say, "Hey, you know Marcus Hayes is here."
Right.
But it's eventually. But all that said, Big A, it's on Joel. I mean, Joel has to. He's a 30-year-old guy.
Problem.
Yeah.
Here's my problem, though. Please don't talk about nobody's family, bro. Just keep
it. I agree.
Just keep
we agree.
We agree. We're on the same page.
Keep it to the player. Keep it to the player.
We're all on the same page.
He's been doing stuff for years. Now, I'm sure he should have been got. No, let me stop. I ain't gonna say.
Yeah, we can't do the whole street justice thing, man. We can't do that.
When you're making $50 million a year, there's no street justice. Like that's not how that works. And there's no street justice at work and all that stuff. We all agree that Marcus shouldn't have written what he wrote.
Yes.
But he
out
still
line,
wrote.
Out of line.
I agree. But he still wrote something. And
quite frankly, Big A, Joel addressed it the day before. He made it very clear how he felt about it.
Right.
There was no need for the extra stuff. If you are still emotional about it, then... You it's best you keep your distance away from that guy. He had already made his public statement on the situation.
Right. I don't want to stay on that because I can't.
Okay.
The tush push. You're right. I get rid of this crap.
Been on it for years.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's time to get rid of it.
It's a Mickey Mouse play.
Just give Saquon the ball.
Yeah, because they didn't court up to it. I mean, this is the NFL. They catch up to stuff. And they do the same thing all the time. They don't get up to the line, first of all, fast enough to set it up. And then you hike the ball fast. And he's always going to the left. They know where he's going at. He always leaning to the left. First going to the left all the time. They've been caught up to that. You know what I mean? Don't do it. Put 57 in the game. Fall back. There you go. Park just running down the middle. Bam. Run it to the side.
Van Summer.
Van Summer. Get that crap out of here. I'm tired of the tush push.
I'll say this, Big A, is if it doesn't work anymore, or if somebody has figured something out and it wasn't just a bad game, they've used it not just in goal line situations this year. They've used it all over the field. And they're going to have to... I know Ike has said just hand it to Saquon, and I agree, but this play has worked. I mean, this play has been so effective, they talked about having rules to stop it. So that's a big change for the team if they can't use this play anymore.
Yeah, I don't think there. I mean, because it's not against any rules, so they'll be permitted to do it. I just think we started to lean on it too much.
Oh, I'm just saying from an effectiveness standpoint, if it's not effective anymore or if it's less effective, that's going to hurt them.
Well, I think it's down to like 70%.
I'm telling you, it's been stopped more this year than it ever has.
They've had a lot of times this year where they do it twice.
Yes.
Where they do it on third and then they do it on fourth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I believe they caught up to it. They know what they're doing. On the other, you know, just the NFL, they catch up with everything. So and they try to do trick plays with it, always fail. And they trying to do trick plays with it, throw it out to somebody cutting around and doing all. they don't even know how to run that right. So just get rid of it, or just put it in once in a while. Not all the time. Every time I look, they doing it. I'm like, man, just run the ball somewhere.
The thing is, if we are in some playoff game somewhere, and it's there's 2 seconds left on the clock, we're down five, and we have it on the other team's 1 yard line, I still would want the tush push over any play they could run.
Yeah, I just think we use it. When you start using it four and five times in one
game,
it's
too much.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's overkill. I get it.
All right, Big
Ed. I see that. All right. Take it easy, fellas.
All right, brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want to just get rid of it completely. I just think it's become somewhat of a crutch.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Especially when they start using it in the middle of the field all the time. They were using it on like multiple drives in the middle of the field. And I think when you use it on third down in that case, and I said this last week, don't use it on third down. Go for a big play on third down if it's third and one.
Exactly.
Then use it on fourth down. You're wasting an opportunity to make a big play on third down if you're doing that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Is Nick Sirianni's in-game management a big issue for the Eagles, or is it being blown out of proportion? 74% say it's a big deal. 26 say it's being blown out of proportion. Herb in the Northeast, the final word on all these things, really. Not the last word you'll hear, but everyone, if Nick Sirianni hears Herb say it, it's gospel. What's up, Herb?
All right. First of all you guys that are professional athletes, start listening to Mr. Herb because he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, Herb, are you on a speakerphone right now, Herb?
Yeah.
No.
I got to go take a leak. I don't want to hear about it, okay?
Can you do that while on the phone?
No, we can't. We actually literally cannot. Herb, I'm putting you on hold.
Go take that leak.
Go take care of what you need to take care of and then come back and take it off.
Go fix that leak.
What are we doing with this guy?
This guy?
Yeah. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Wow, get you in person and on the phone.
Wow,
what an honor. Yeah.
It's all business, man. You know what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Hey, listen, here's what I do want to say. I don't know if Big A know it or not, but you know we got our Odyssey app? You don't need a radio in the truck.
Yeah, he's got to grow up a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know if he knows about the Odyssey app.
I don't know if he knows what an app is. That's the other big issue.
And as far as the tush push, a lot of people saying stuff about it, but I didn't hear anybody complaining about it in the Super Bowl when we actually needed it to get that, to tie that game up there. We actually needed it last week because of the time factor on the clock. You know, when we got it and was able to get the ball coming out the half to win that game. You know what I mean? So it has its place, okay? Jalen Hurts was getting the fourth and ones without the touch push before we even started doing that. Remember, everybody was talking about how strong his leg was and everything. So we really don't need the touch push. I think it brings too many people to the party any damn way. Because Cam Jurgens and Jalen Hurts can just do a damn, you know, a quarterback sneak and just go with it.
and get your little half a yard, a yard, whatever you need to get. You know? So, and as
Why don't you want to get a ball to Saquon?
Yeah, there it is.
Here comes total touchdowns, OG Wade.
Yep.
No. Here's my thing. Number one, I've never been a fan of taking the ball back 2-3 yards to get 1 yard. I've never been a fan of that.
No.
That's one of the reasons why I don't want to give it to Saquon in that situation. But I'm not saying I'm against it, but I've never been a fan of going back 3 yards to get 1 yard. I'd rather go a quarterback sneak and keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Because
I don't see that, you know, that play is not, they don't work much in the NFL.
Let me ask you this, OG. Why doesn't Jalen, when he hikes the ball, when we're down on the goal line, right? We're on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
The ball just needs to cross the line. Why doesn't he just stick the ball over the line?
Well,
hike it, jump, stick the ball over. It's a touchdown.
Yeah, I would like to see that too. And if you looked at the play yesterday that everybody said Nick Sirianni shouldn't have done, it actually worked. But what it was is that the refs did not overturn it. They watched it just like the Cincinnati game, remember?
Yeah.
And then they overturned it because they seen it did break the play. But that's another, you know, y'all know what I got to say about that one. So I don't want to go there on this show.
All right. You're a big conspiracy theorist. Yep.
Forget all that.
Wait a minute. What theory?
He thinks games are rigged and he thinks WIP is silencing it.
I didn't say rigged. What I think is that Vegas makes a call and say, yo, let that one go. Don't let that one go. That's why all the refs got earpieces now. So I don't want to get into that.
No. I got one follow-up because I saw your tweet last night. Why do you put out to your minions that we are silencing OG Wade?
We put you on every day. We put you on so much, people beg us to put you on less.
And he said it wrong anyway, so that's not what I said to
my
minions.
Along those lines, yeah, your minions.
What I say is that y'all don't like the truth on this show, and I bring the truth, so that's what happens. And then, but let me just say this here about the Nick Sirianni haters, okay, is that people have to realize this organization runs an analytic system. Is that not right, Ike and Spike and Jack?
Sure.
They use analytics, yes.
Right. Analytics does not work when you use it when you want it at your leisure.
Correct.
It has to be
all
your
the
system.
Time.
So don't you know, you fools who think Nick Sirianni should be fired? Well, fire Jeffrey Lurie's son, because it's a collaborative thing. It comes from upstairs, what he should do in those situations. So it's not Nick Sirianni that you mad at. You mad at the Eagles organization for using that system. So for all you fools that keep saying, fire him, he's dumb, he's doing what the hell they do. You don't like it? Turn it the hell off.
I just like that you're.
All right, settle down.
I like that you're defending something else as hard as you defend Jalen.
I'm stunned.
I'm happy.
I love it. I love this OG Wade.
I know you guys love OG. It's a lot of things that's lovable about me.
You're turning me the other way.
There were people. I have your shirt on today that you made for us last week because I'm a real Foxhole guy. And there were people wondering where theirs were, where they were available. So the shirts are spreading like wildfire, buddy.
I don't need nobody.
Why would you want to make money?
Yeah.
Well, because these are illegal, first
yeah.
of all.
Yeah. It's somebody else's art.
You get arrested.
If you want your damn t-shirt, you ain't getting it. How about that?
I love it. All right, OG. I love OG calling up to defend the honor of Nick Sirianni.
It's about time.
All right, Herb, have you cleared out?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
Okay? All right.
All right, now, this is what's got to be done. I was at the working on Saturday, but I left, and then I hear all about this Embiid, Jason Kelce. You guys are professional athletes. All these Eagles players, Philly, everybody, you're professional athletes, okay? You're getting paid millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do one thing. If you don't like somebody, the question, you say, Next question. If you don't, they don't like that, you say, that's it. I'm walking off, and you walk back to your locker room or wherever you're going back. That's it. You got to know how to – you got to use your head a little, okay? This stuff, making trouble, fighting with reporters and all this and that. I understand about what happened. I understand about Hayes that he wrote something. I haven't even read into that, but I'm just looking at the basic stuff, okay? You got to, okay, just somebody says something about your family or whatever, or some girl or this or that. You get just got to walk away, man. Just ignore it. It's called ignore it. That's it. We do this in regular life.
Incredibly.
Yesterday, I'm in Ben Salem. My friend cooked me a nice dinner, Teddy Smith. Up there on Columbia Drive.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, man, like, you get a touchdown, it's the first half, man. It's the third, even the third quarter.
Take the points.
No, you don't need to go for two. All you do is you're paying the kicker. I keep telling you guys every week, every month, you're paying the kicker. Let them go kick the one-pointer. They weren't scoring. They didn't score until we gave them a chance, okay? But all the stuff with the playing around, trying to go for fourth and three, trying to do this and trying to do that, just go out and kick the field goal.
That's Herb, are you pro-analytics or you're anti-analytics?
Yeah, I'm against all that analytics. Forget about that.
You get
it. I go by the old school back in the 60s and 70s.
Ground and pound.
Okay?
Yeah.
When Buddy Ryan, he'd say, okay, we ain't going for it. It's too much. Okay?
And look at all the playoff games he won.
We had Tony Franklin when Jaworski.
Yep.
When Jaworski was the quarterback.
Barefoot kicker.
Yeah, you get it. Yep.
50s and 60 yards.
Hey, Herb, how many playoff games did Buddy Ryan win as coach of the Eagles?
Well, I know what happened with Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay. They didn't have the offense. What's his name passed away, Dick Gilman, and then things went down. They didn't have. If they would have had what they have now, what the Eagles have now, okay, in the past, okay, 10, 15 years, 20 years, if they had that then, we would have won two or three Super Bowls. I was at the one. When Reggie White and Jerome Brown and all those guys, that the ones that are living now, they know me, Seth Joyner and all of them. Okay,
it always comes back to they know me.
They would have won a Super Bowl, but we didn't have what we needed. Okay, when Andy Reid here, okay, you had a nice run, 14 years or so. Okay, but you just didn't have the receivers. If you could have had a guy like Smitty or A.J. Brown or the tight end, where you had a couple of tight ends.
All right.
He had Chad Lewis, that's it. That's all he had, okay? And when Chad Lewis got hurt in that game, Andy Reid.
What are you talking about?
What the hell are we talking about?
Listen, he couldn't figure out Jacksonville
text line.
What to do. When you got the ball,
Herb, there's a whole table of people waiting for you here.
All right. Over and over again, you keep
You get weapons.
All right,
love you, buddy.
All right, Herb. Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Herb. See you, buddy.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. That was the worst Herb call ever.
Always.
Yeah. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Justin?
Real quick, man, the linebacker play has just been absolutely awesome the last few weeks. Zach Bone has just been an absolute gem of a find for us. And the way that N'Kobe has played so much better this year, and something with N'Kobe and Nolan Smith that I thought of, like, okay, this is N'Kobe's third year, correct, and Nolan's second. So this is N'Kobe's third defensive coordinator, well, fourth if you count the two he went through last year. And then Nolan Smith going through, you know, the rookie woes last year and everything that he went through, going through Sean Desai and Matt Patricia. You know, some of that could have stunted their growth, and I know N'Kobe's dealt with injury issues. But, man, seeing those two linebackers, I mean, man, it's just been so awesome. I mean, didn't Vaughn have, like, 10 more tackles yesterday?
Yeah, he's 10th in the league in tackles.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's so awesome. And, man, Jack hit the nail on the head earlier. Something I really liked, I hadn't thought of.
Per
looking
usual.
At maybe – I know they probably won't do it, but getting another running back in there to maybe help take some of the load off of Saquon. I know they like Kenny G. We all love Shipley. Shipley looked good in special teams yesterday, stuff like that. There have been times in the past where we've carried four running backs. I think the Super Bowl year we carried four running backs, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, if we could get another running back in there to help out with the load, and getting the guy from New Orleans, Williams, is that his name?
Yep, Jamal Williams.
Yeah. Jamal Williams, man, that would be great, man. That'd be another luxury. I really think, though, tomorrow they're going to look at edge rusher.
Yeah, I think that's what it'll be.
Coming from a mile away. But the one thing that I don't like with Sirianni's decisions is the way he uses Jake Elliott. I mean, he brings him in cold for a 57-yard field goal, just like he did with the field goal in the
game.
Orleans, like yep. I said earlier. You know, you're paying him all this money. It was 4th-and-3 from, what was it, the 30, something like that? So you're well within his range. And I know, hey, field goals are field goals. They're not guaranteed. They're not. We've seen Jake miss extra points before. But in that situation, man, you can't bring him in cold like that for a 57-yard field goal. And like they, I think they, somebody said like field conditions were a little slippery yesterday.
Well, Jackson.
Well, it was a little first. It hasn't rained in 2 months, and these guys are slipping on the field. I was like, what is going on out there?
Yeah, talk to Sodfather.
You watered the grass.
Yeah. Well, with what? Right. With what, a hurricane?
Justin.
Sprinkler
Justin,
system?
We got to go. We got to go. I'm sorry to cut you off, man.
It's been a good show. I love you, boys.
All right, brother.
Justin.
All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line, text line.
Yeah, the worm's in the other asking.
The worm is not in me. Wow. I'm just a contrarian, and everybody's mad at Sirianni, so it's not something I actively think about. It just happens. All right, what's next? Yeah, I bet a lot of people feel that way about Mad Mike.
Haven't heard from Mad Mike.
Yeah, he's been silenced.
Called a couple of times.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to him yet.
Well, it's tough to call when the team is 6-2.
Not for him.
Well, he can't do his whole shtick about
bit.
Yeah,
it sounds dumb. Yeah. What's next?
You know he was sweating.
Oh, yeah. And if it had literally been 1 second later, I would have killed him.
Might need Tucker on the camera if Buzz trying to find the
ice
juice truck.
Buzz cam on Mondays would be great. So I can see that he's checking to see if people are still on the phone.
Yeah.
What's next? That's true. Yeah.
He got some cover.
Yeah, the Eagles saved Joel a little bit yesterday. What's next?
That was unfair.
Yeah. I'd let everyone get out their bad opinions before I tell them that they're wrong. What's next?
You saw him with that headset on.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Brandon Graham show is next, and then Players Lounge after that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You love your shower in the morning, right, or at night? Are you a night shower person? Those people are psychotic. I think morning shower is the way to go. But if you're a night or morning shower person, you get in there, you expect hot water, you don't get it, boom, you need a water heater. Boom, Bradford White. Two words, Bradford White. I know you might not need one right now, but that's why I'm trying to drill those two words into your head. So when you do need one, you know Bradford White, built to be the best. You deserve the best. Your family deserves the best. If you're talking about your home, if you're talking about your business, your employees deserve the best. And Bradford White is built to be the best. Built all right here in the United States. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you'll buy. Decade. You're not going to have to worry about it. Whether it's tankless or tank, whatever it is, Bradford White gives you the performance you expect you deserve. So when it's time, when you go for that hot water and it's not there and Bradford White pops in your head, go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn how to get one.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.